Can we start with the usual sort of team news lines? Have you any update from the weekend, Ryan Hedges, firstly?
Yeah, obviously Hedges had to come off after about 15 minutes on Saturday, which was disappointing. He had a tightness in his groin. Obviously, we asked a lot of him the week before them three games, so we've got to look after him. He won't be available for tomorrow's game, so we're just monitoring that.
Are you sensing that it's been caught early enough that it won't be a long-term thing?
I certainly hope so, yeah. No, it's important that we rested him against Cardiff in the week. You know, we thought we could get another performance out of him, but it was probably a little bit too early. But again, it gave an opportunity to pick to come on and others to come and claim a place.
You had a ready-made replacement, didn't you, in many regards, with Harry being so natural in that position?
Yeah, absolutely. What a top player Harry is, and it's important that we look after him as well. So we'll have to have a look at that for tomorrow, because we've got a lot of games coming up, obviously. But it's important that we rotate the squad as well and look after everyone.
Everybody else who played at the weekend likely to be involved or available for selection?
Yeah, they'll be available for selection for sure. You know, I mean, with the games coming thick and fast, you know, in the Championship, it's relentless. So we've got to monitor one or two. There's a lot of tired bodies in there and whatnot. But, you know, we also know that it's a fantastic game and everyone wants to be part of that tomorrow night. So we'll just have to see.
In terms of your cup selections as a manager before, John, do you take the cup as seriously as you can in every round, or do you have to give so much thought to where your league position is right now?
No, I think we take every game as it comes, and this is a serious game. Of course it is. Every game you play, you know, you've got a responsibility for the fans and for the club. So, you know, we take every game just as seriously as each other. Sorry.
Yeah, the league position would show there's 4 points between yourselves and the bottom three. Does that have to take precedence over everything other than what you're talking about for this one?
I think the most important thing is that we're competitive in every game we play. We know that the league's very important, but also we have a responsibility for the fans, as I've just said. You know, Blackburn Rovers have won the Cup 6 times. You know, it's a competition that we want to take very seriously. It's another game where we can really showcase ourselves and see where it takes us.
When the draw was made, you weren't here, were you? When you got the job, was it something that you looked straight down at? Who were we playing in the FA Cup?
No, not at all. You know, the first game I looked at was the first league game, and obviously I knew there was a lot of games coming up. You know, Newcastle was one of 6 or 7 in 20-odd days. So, you know, lots of games, and as I say, we take each game as it comes and take them all very seriously.
How exciting a prospect is it, though, to face one of the big boys in the Premier League at Ewood Park?
I think it's a really exciting game, and you know, it's great for the fans, it's great for the players to be playing against the top players in Europe, and it's a really exciting night for the fans to really see a special night, hopefully.
It's looking like over 20,000 people will be attending the game. It's live on BBC television as well, but that should make a really good atmosphere, shouldn't it?
Yeah, the FA Cup's a special competition, you know, and we're all looking forward to the night. We're playing against one of the best teams in Europe, one of the best teams in the Premier League, so, you know, fantastic players, so, you know, it should be a good test.
From what you've seen of them, John, how good are they? And how much strength and depth have they got? There's been a lot made of their injuries this season. There's been a lot of injuries here this season as well, but they've still got some world-class players, haven't they?
Yeah, brilliant team. One of the best teams in Europe, one of the best teams in the Premier League. So, yeah, we know it's going to be a really difficult game.
Is Eddie Howe someone that you admire for the job that he's done throughout his managerial career?
Oh, absolutely. You know, he's a top English manager. You know, he's got a fantastic track record. He's managing one of the biggest clubs in the Premier League. So, you know, he's certainly a top man and a top manager.
How do you go about beating
him? We just got to concentrate on our own jobs. We have to enjoy the night first and foremost. You know, there's no pressure on us. You know, we want to go out there and express ourselves and see where it takes us.
Is it one of those nothing to lose mentality games that you go into? People expect Newcastle to win the game.
Yeah, as I say, you know, we've just got to go enjoy the night. You know, it's the lads can't wait for the game. You know, it gives the opportunity to showcase what we can do and, as I say, just see where it takes us.
And are you seeing, game by game, more improvement, would you say? More of what you want from your players to actually be adapted in the matches, John?
I think at the moment it's just important that we're competitive. You know, we don't get a lot of time on the training field, but you can see the performances are improving. You know, since we've come in, you know, we're on a good run at the moment. We're playing some good stuff, and we've just got to continue the good work. The lads' attitudes have been fantastic, the way they've adapted to what we wanted and really showcased themselves. So, you know, there's a long way to go. There's still 14 big championship games ahead, you know, and I'm sure and I'm hopeful that we'll keep getting them small steps and small improvements.
John, just a couple for ITV. How much can a big occasion like this in the FA Cup actually have a positive knock-on effect to what you're trying to do in the league?
I think the lads are very confident at the moment anyway. I think in the league, you know, we're doing okay now, and you know, the most important thing is that we're competitive and we're showcasing ourselves, which we have been doing. You know, we came up against a really good Norwich team on Saturday, and we're disappointed we didn't come away with 3 points. So, you know, we're making small steps in the right direction, and again tomorrow night, it allows us to play with a bit more freedom possibly and really take the shackles off, and playing against one of the top teams in the Premier League will be a great occasion.
And before you arrived here, obviously it's been a difficult season for the club and for the fans, and they've stuck by you. Is this kind of a nice way to reward the fans really with a big occasion like this at Ewood?
Yeah, definitely. I think there's going to be over 20,000 fans at Ewood Park tomorrow, so it's a really exciting night. You know, and it gives us an opportunity to play against the top teams.
Thanks.
Thank you.
How much of a big occasion, how much of an opportunity, should I say, does a big occasion like this help in terms of newing your reign, building that bond between yourself, the supporters and the group, and that harmony, not so much in terms of the result, but the performance?
I think it's been proven up to now that the performances have been very committed. You know, the fans home and away have been magnificent since I've been here. So, yeah, it gives us another opportunity, but it also gives everyone you know, a chance to see a top Premier League team, to see how we can compete against them. And, you know, it's most important thing is that we enjoy the night. There's no pressure on the group. There's no pressure on us to go and win the game. It's just important that we go and showcase ourselves, and we're very competitive, and see where it takes us.
Do you think the fact that this group plays has had a couple of scalps in the cup competitions over the last couple of seasons, beating West Ham, beating Leicester, do you think that stands them in better stead? Does that experience count?
I don't know. I think we've got a few different players now. So I think the track record this year has been good in the cup competition. So again, listen, this group of players, which have been magnificent since I've been here, you know, it just gives them another chance to showcase themselves.
And you spoke obviously a little bit about a couple of tired bodies and legs. I mentioned Sam Gallagher, Cal McFadden, those sort of players, the ones you've got to sort of take care of and have a look at ahead of obviously such a busy run coming up.
Yeah, listen, the team hasn't changed much over the last 4 or 5 games. You know, the Championship is relentless, Saturday, Tuesday, Saturday. You know, we've got another 4 or 5 games after this one coming up. So it's important that we rotate the squad at the right times and we look after the players at the right time. So, you know, we'll see on the selection tomorrow.
How difficult is it preparing a team for a game like this where you're trying to find the balance, and obviously assume they might have a lot more of the ball, they're obviously the favourites to win, that balance of attack v defence where you don't get sucked in and you can't get out, but at the same time you obviously want to be defensively solid?
Yeah, again, listen, I think the most important thing tomorrow is that we really go and enjoy the occasion. You know, we're playing against a fantastic team. You know, the atmosphere is going to be great. Let's just go and enjoy the occasion and see where it takes us.
Thank you, John.
Thank you.
John, you're still looking for your first win here. Is that weighing on you at all?
No, not at all. No, the performances have been very good. You know, we've had three really difficult away games. You know, we've played against two top teams here. We beat Stoke, and you know, it was a good performance against Norwich. So, you know, no, absolutely not. The performance of the players have been fantastic up to now.
And for tomorrow's game, I mean, obviously the easy answer to this is progression in the cup. But what will be a good outcome for you tomorrow? If you can't get the result, what would you be looking for?
Just that we're competitive, and you know, we're playing against a top team. It gives the lads an opportunity to showcase themselves, and you know, I'm sure they'll take that. And it's important that everyone enjoys the occasion.
Thank you.
Good.
Brilliant. Thank you.
Best of luck.